ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From ASE certified expert technicians to new smart services that keep you connected, Pep Boys Auto Service and Tire Centers keep your ride humming. Open 7 days a week. Pep Boys, we go further to help you go farther.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tube that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Spiritual Insight Show with Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spiritual Insight Show. I'm Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman, and I'm very happy and excited to be sitting back in the sacred circle with each and every one of you. So I want to give everyone opportunity to join our sacred circle. Hello, Chris. Good evening. Yes, happy Sunday. Woo-hoo! So we are streaming live on Crowdcast. So welcome everyone who is joining us. And Woo! The energies have just been very, very intense, and it's just going to be the norm. I mean, that's just going to be the norm, right? We're going to have these intense energies. We're going to have days where, you know, we feel like we're having ups and downs multiple times in the same day. So hello, Robin. Good evening to you too, my dear. So yay. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, today was a day for me that it was, I was feeling, let me just say this, in paying attention more and more to our bodies, I woke up and it was just like, okay, my neck kind of hurts, and it usually doesn't do that. And then it just felt like you're off all day. And it was just kind of like, okay. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have my show. Always going to give a chance, you know, to sit in a sacred circle with each and every one of you, to channel messages. And it's important to just be together. And I find that, you know, even if I'm kind of sluggish or you know, I sit in sacred circle with each and every one of you, and we all are giving and receiving. We just come out feeling like we you know, I can't speak for each of you, but I know I feel like I've walked away with a nice, beautiful healing session. So I just want to let each and every one of you know that it really does work. The energy exchange, and many of us know this, and those who may be watching for the first time, you know, please understand that we all are connected. You do receive the healing, and we give healing as well, and not just to each other. It's to people, situations, to the earth, we are so very powerful. Chris, barometric pressure is really high here. That always affects me. Yes, Chris, you know, absolutely. That's what exactly I think why it's the barometric pressure. We are human barometers, and some of us are very sensitive to the weather. And I know that I always have been. When I suffered a long time ago, knock on wood, from migraines and seizures, and a lot of it, what tipped it for me was the weather change. And I would remember telling the doctors that, and they thought I was crazy. But now you absolutely hear them ask you too, you know, are you sensitive to the weather? Does the barometric pressure affect you? Yes, it does. So it affects a lot of us who are very sensitive to that type of thing too. So Robin, I feel something, I've been in more pain. You know, Robert, that's just it. It's been a kind of a painful day for me, but I'm here anyway because I know it's temporary. It's temporary for us all. And I asked this afternoon because I was like, all right, do I have my show or do I just, you know, go to bed early? And I mean, you know, it's like, no, everything's going to be fine. Just riding through it. And I'm like, you know, oh my goodness. What's going on right now? And they reassured us that they reassure me, reassure us. Okay, this is through me to all of us. They're doing a lot of DNA restructuring. So this is what's happening. It's why we feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in pain. They're trying to be very. It's coming in very gentle. Okay, because they don't want to do it all at once and have us. You know, oh my gosh, I feel like we're dying if it's all at once. You just really can't handle all of that at one time. So they are doing a little bit at a time. And as we are shifting and changing, sometimes releasing can be painful. And the whole recreation, and it's, whew, I'm telling you, it's really powerful, isn't it? So, Chris, I started watching it a few years ago, and if it drops really quick or goes, I can feel it. My teeth even hurt. It seems crazy, but it's true. No, Chris, absolutely with you, and it's not crazy at all. And so, Chris, do you have any metal fillings then? Your teeth, you have, you know, you have any of the mercury fillings? I feel that makes you more of an antenna too. So it's it, and just even really, I find those that have more jaw than gum. You know, a very thick bone in their jaw, they do too. Gold bridges in my teeth. Yes, you know, all metal. It doesn't affect even gold, believe it or not. So it's antennas. Antennas, you know, hello. So of course. hello, Teresa. Good evening. Oh, blessings to all. Thank you. So absolutely. And I have a lot in my, I have a lot in my mouth as well. And it's, whether it's fillings and it's just crazy. Implants. You don't even have to have fillings. If you have any metal whatsoever in your mouth, you're going to feel like you're an antenna. The pressure. really, like right up in here, the barometer, that balance, everything, it's all right here. And you know that there's the teeth even affect all parts of our body. I think I've shown this before, shared this on social media. There's like this Chinese chart of each tooth and how what it represents in your mouth. I mean, in your whole body. So it's, of course, everything just seems all interconnected, doesn't it? Hello, Wendy. Hello, Maureen. Hello, beautiful, beautiful beings joining our circle, our sacred circle. And so anyway, so it's, yes, this is, you can have good, painful days. You can have days. I just know that the pain is temporary. And if you go to the doctor, this is the difference. You go to the doctor, the ascension symptoms don't usually last for days and days and days on end. Not the same thing. You're finding it's moving all around. It could be something all different. All right. And so when it's something different like that, that's a good sign of it, that this is what we're going through. If you're in constant pain, go to the doctor. I'm not, please, I never recommend for you not to go to the doctor. But usually if there is something very, let's just say if there's an emergency going on within your body, they would find that. They usually don't find what's going on with the ascension symptoms, okay? All right. So hello, Sarah and Austin, Anthony. Hello, the Graffia family. Hello, yay! All right, so just wanted to check on all of you and see if you've been feeling a little dragging your butt lately, a little sluggish, you know, in pain. How have you been feeling? And so just know that we, you know, we're all going through this, but we're all helping one another too. Okay. And so if you need to rest, rest, you know, just listen to our bodies, you know, as much as we can. And just pamper ourselves. And more we're having this inner dialogue with our bodies. And I hope that's what you're doing. You can do that. Our organs do hear. Each and every part of your body hears you, waiting for commands. This is why that dialogue we have within ourselves can be dangerous. Not can be, it is dangerous, because when you put yourself down, your body hears it. And so it's not good to do that. And then you wonder, there are not you specific, but you know, then we wonder what happens when our body starts to shut down or our body starts to go through something. Because you know what, when we abuse it with our thoughts, what do you expect for it to do? So it's just be gentle with ourselves. And know that this is all temporary, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you that it's not just us humans feeling it. My dogs have been even acting strange the last couple of days. And it's, they both didn't eat breakfast, or they can go to intermittent where they don't feel like eating. But, I mean, they're okay. You know, they're not missing a lot of meals at all, but they may take a break from like breakfast, but then they'll eat dinner, you know, that kind of thing. They're not going a full day without eating. It's just, I feed our dogs twice a day, morning and then at nighttime. Some people just, the dogs only need something at nighttime, but it just, you know, your pet. And some twice a day, high energy, bigger dogs. They need a little bit more, so that's why I feed them twice a day. But I've noticed that they wouldn't eat this morning, and they were very sluggish. And I even was trying to give them a treat, and one of them said, I don't want it. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, you don't absorb me. Don't absorb how I'm feeling. I hope you're not absorbing anything. But it was just kind of like, oh, my gosh, I'm all kind of sluggish, right? Anyway. Oh, or they'll be very clingy to you too, Sarah. My cat's been staying extra close to me lately. Yeah, very, very clingy. I mean, I sit on the couch and the dog's on like right on my lap, and it's like, you're not a lap dog, all right? You're like 80 pounds. All right, Chris. Thursday, I took a half a sick day from work, first time in 14 years. I put my hip out and was in extreme pain. I got it back in the correct position and slept for 16 hours out of 18. Well, I can't believe No, Chris, you needed that. Especially when we go, and I haven't taken a day off. All right. Now, Chris, I understand this. You grew up in an era where this was like, you got a certificate in school if you went every day. It was brainwashed to us. Go to school every day. Go to work every day. And those who could go every day were rewarded. We're not machines. We are human beings, and we need to honor our bodies, okay? And let's just unhook from that conditioning of, you know, how many days you have off. If they give you specific days, I would take them just for your health and wellness and for your, mental state. Keep a healthy mental state. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, because guarantee something happened to you, they would fill your spot immediately, or it may take a couple weeks or so, but you could be replaced at work, and then you would have sacrificed your health just for what? Just for a status that will be forgotten? You know, it won't be forgotten is the investment we make into ourselves, into our health, mind, body, and soul. Please remember that. This is a lot of us are embracing this. We're understanding this, walking away from things that don't even serve us anymore. And that includes jobs are making a shift, right? So let's see, Julia, jobs expect a 2-week notice, but we'll fire you on the spot. I know, right, Julia? That is so true. We went 2 weeks. But the thing is, I don't like giving 2 weeks. I don't believe in that, because they treat you like crap if you give a 2 weeks notice. They start treating you differently. You're like, fine. Really? Chris, ha, ha, ha. We get a little trophy for work all year without taking a day off. I have two, and we'll get one for this year, 2019, but vote for 2020. See, Chris, they give you a little trophy for working all year. What the heck is that? It's so reversed, isn't it? It's just so outside of us. And this is what we really will help this with, this ascension process, is to get inside of us. Stay on that inside, that within. All cultures talk about, you know, being in harmony. And you hear me talk a lot about harmonious alignment. And, you know, the third eye is right in between. All right. And there's a lot of our physical eyes. All right. Now, in many cultures and many beliefs, you know, even all the way back to Egypt, the right eye is the sun, is Ra. The left eye is Horus, feminine. All right. Sun, moon. That's also, I do believe in Hindu and Buddhism. They believe in that as well. In Taoism, they also believe in that. And so that right in the middle, that third eye, of course, it connects your left and right brain. The left and right hemispheres for a unified brain, them working together in harmonious alignment pops open that third eye even more. And we're in harmonious alignment between the sun, the moon. And look how it makes like this triangle up and then a triangle down to the heart. So what we are going to see is that Merkaba. Beautiful, isn't it? So here's the triangle down to the sacred heart center. Is that woman, is the sacred feminine. Looks like a chalice, all right? It's a vessel. And then the male is here, all right? Is the triangle that we know it. Interestingly, the military, with their little marks, looks like a triangle, right? How many, you know, little hashtag, or how many, you know, of those do you have on your insignia? Anyway, interesting, isn't it? Masculine, feminine. Coming together, Merkaba is in harmonious alignment. Okay. Hello, Amy. How are you? Thanks for joining us. Stay hydrated, too. Whew. Uh-huh. Hey, that's really, you find you're drinking a little bit more too. And that is something that even if my dogs haven't been kind of backing off a little bit and not eating as much, they are drinking water, but they're okay. They're healthy. They just feel it too. It's just interesting when your whole household drags. That's just it. Your whole household drags, right? One person, then another person, and it affects even the living beings. I'm telling you, even a plant. There is one or two plants, and I have plants all over the place, that are kind of like needing more water than usual, but it's feeling it too. It's just kind of like, ugh, you know, the plant's like, you know, drooping after a couple of days. And I'm like, you normally don't need water until like once a week, but this one or two plants is wanting water every 2 to 3 days, or it starts to droop. So it's really taken in. There's energy shifts that is occurring. And like I'm saying, all living beings are feeling it most definitely. So as we observe, not just even within ourselves, but outside of ourselves, or where we're watching what's going on. So it's more important more than ever to make sure that we are paying attention to what's going on within us. Okay. Take a deep breath here. Yeah. All right. Oh, excuse me. Nose itching. What I would like to do is, I know it's been a while. I'm not going to have a show next week. I'm going to take next Sunday off. And why? Because I want to watch the Grammys. It's kind of crazy when I want to watch it live. But I just was like, you know what? I just want to take next week off. And then the following Tuesday is February 2nd. So, yes, I'm going to take the last Sunday off. We are crescendoing. We're at the end of this Saturn-Pluto conjunction, too, I think, is a lot of that twisting and pulling and the woo. Next Friday, the Friday the 24th, is a new moon in Aquarius. So it's like constantly from one thing to the next, isn't it? But we just have to write it. Gotta write it. But it's been really cold here. A 40. Oh, was that minus 40? Ooh, and colder this last week with the wind chill. I find the cold really slows me down too. Yeah, Chris, negative 40, minus 40 degrees. Yeah, we've had a lot of wind here too, and so it makes it even colder. We've got down to single digits, but not the negative yet. So, ah, yikes. I know, right, Julia? Oh, Sarah, got to take time for you. You know, yeah, thank you, sweetie. Chris, when is your Super Bowl? Don't you watch it? Amy's even like, minus 40. No one can believe it. Yeah, the Super Bowl is, what is Super Bowl? Is it the 2nd? But it's okay. It's all right. Either team, I only watch it when my team is playing, which hasn't been for a while, probably won't be for a while, so. It's okay. Oh my gosh. So with the wind chill, it was minus 48 one morning. It's a bit chilly. She's in Canada, right? I'd be living in Eskimo blankets. Oh no, lie, Julia. You know, Chris, that's really does make you kind of sluggish when you're cold and you find a warm spot and it's like, I don't want to move. So I totally am. Yeah, a little bit brisk. Yeah, just a little. Woo! Wow. So we think we've got it cold, right? I would be a piece of ice, Robin. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. You don't want to move. So, Sarah, Super Bowl gives me a day to have family over to spoil them with a nice meal, usually veggie pizza. There you go. Yeah, yeah. We used to do those Super Bowl parties. We used to do all that. And it's just it's like, okay. But again, if you like the teams, or it's a great get-together, then that's fine. We don't really need an excuse to get together anymore, but it's fun, you know, to have these. Oh, it's fun. Let's just do this. And this is the time. Yeah, I know. But food is great, isn't it? Food brings everybody together. Just for the food. And it's, yeah, I totally understand that. All right, so I'm going to spend the last half hour, the last several, however long it takes, the last half hour of the show. I got a couple of new Oracle cards I want to share with you. I'm going to give messages. So that's what I want to do for each and every one of us, each and one of every one of you. See, I'm kind of like in the la-la land already. Ooh, yes, messages. Yes, new decks. Now, the first one, I love this too, is the Whispers of the Ocean. They're very beautiful. This deck is very beautiful, as you will see, by Angela Hartfield, H-A-R-T Field. Might want to take a picture of this or write it down quickly. Screenshot, however you want to do that. Okay, that's the first one, okay? And so, yeah, Whispers of the Ocean, Oracle cards. Now, I only use Oracle cards. I do have a tarot collection, too, but I don't really use them. I'll just look through them. All right. And then, Guardian Dragons! Dragons! Guardian Dragons! This is such a cute deck. Y'all are going to love it. I'm telling you. The artwork by Stanley Morrison, written by Arwen Lynch. Guardian Dragons! Dragons! Now, for each and every one of you, because we've got the time, I'm starting early, and I love you all, I'm going to pull one of each for you. Okay? So, yes. I'm still learning the Garden Dragons one, so I may read just a little bit, like, what's the meaning of it. But the Whispers of the Ocean one is pretty self-explanatory. All right. So I know everyone loves the dragons, right? I'm so excited. Okay. So Chris, I'll start with you. I'm going to pull a card, one of each. Okay. And so here we go. And watch, I love how they so, all right, think this out here. Garden Dragons is earth. And then the water, Whispers of the Ocean, water. So earth is, you know, the garden, and of course water is on earth anyway. Earth is more water, but I love the balance, right? Between the soil and then the water. So the land and the ocean. All right. So we make mud. Exactly. My pies. Okay, so here we go. We'll start with Chris. Okay. And as it scrolls up, if it scrolls too fast, just remind me. All right, so we'll start with Chris. Chris, we're going to start with ocean cards with you. These cards are kind of big. They're really hard to shuffle, so I need to back up a little bit here and find some space on my lap to shuffle these cards because this is a big deck, but it's very beautiful. It's almost like pieces of art, and you'll see what I'm talking about here. All right, a message for Chris. The ocean. Now I'm going to pull this card and set it aside for a moment, okay? Because we're talking about synchronicity here between the two decks and the messages. Now, Chris, I'm going to shuffle and pull a Garden Dragons card. And I'll put that aside. Okay, so here we go. So start with the Whispers of the Ocean card. Oh, they're clownfish. It's so beautiful. Mutually beneficial venture. There's an extraordinary connection at the forefront of your life at this moment. So utilize this relationship to benefit everyone concerned. Mutually benefit venture. Hey, isn't that all of us in our sacred circle? Seriously, right? I know, right? Isn't that beautiful? That's all of us. When you think about it, mutually beneficial venture is sitting with your sacred circle, isn't it? And not just a sacred circle, but all your sacred circles, because it's like many circles that interconnect. All right? So that's that one. Now let's see what the garden dragon is. The garden dragon is a pineapple dragon, and the pineapple dragon represents hospitality. Pineapple dragon. Well, let's just look at that for a moment. Notice a little butterfly. Pineapple dragon. While I look up the pineapple dragon, just to read a couple of things about it just real quick, because it's really cute, the mystical meaning. But you see, they kind of, the dragon looks like a pineapple, right? So pineapple dragon. When a pineapple dragon comes your way, doors will open. This creature can be comfortable anywhere. The message for you is to look for access where you may not expect it. Mm-hmm. All right. Open arms and welcoming smiles appear. Strangers may go out of their way to make sure all is well with you. Make sure you are ready for spontaneous hospitality. It is also wise to make your own space company ready, because sometimes you may find yourself to be an impromptu host. So an unexpected guest, huh? Hospitality. It's beautiful, though. You got your circle, and then they're talking about other people. So look at how that works together. Synchronicity. That's beautiful, Chris. I hope you've got these cards down. Okay, very good. Now, I'm going to reshuffle. Who did I say was next? Robin, right? Okay, good. Thank you, Chris. Took a picture. Okay, so Robin, you're next. Yeah, I'm going to get everyone. Don't worry, I'm going to get you all. I'm trying to remember the order as I saw them. So Robin is next. Robin. Ooh, Robin, cards almost are flying out of here. Hold on. Robin. Okay, hold on. Nope. Okay, here it is. This one? Yeah, these cards are thick too. It's kind of deceiving. They're very like pieces of artwork. Okay, now Robin's garden dragon. Garden dragon. Robin. Okay, so the. Oh, Robin! Dolphins! Safe and surrounded by love. Keep your heart open and know you're being protected. Listen to what you know to be true and allow yourself to see and understand what's going on around you. Oh, it's so beautiful. I did pull two cards, but that's the first one. Hold on. All right, there you go. Dolphins! Oh, yay! Okay, so that's your first one. Okay. Now you're safe and protected. Ah, your artichoke dragon stands for garden. Guarded. You're guarded. Of course, it's a garden dragon. Artichoke. Artichoke dragon. Looks like a little artichoke. And the message with the artichoke dragon is guarded. Being guarded. And isn't that interesting that you are safe and protected by love, but you still have to have boundaries. Right? Aha. Yeah. Safe and protected. Set those boundaries. Ah. Isn't that great? Give Robin a moment if she wants to take a little snapshot, screenshot this. Get my face out of it. That's her cards. All right. Who am I feeling next? Who said next after Robin? Oh, I'm gonna do them for all of you anyways. It doesn't matter. I'm feeling Wendy. Wendy has a message. Next, Wendy. Oh, wow, Wendy. Hold on. Wendy got like five cards. Hold on, I gotta pick from one of these. Which one is the most? This one. Okay. Woo! All right. Now a garden dragon for her too, for Wendy. Let my God. I got to think about Wendy for Wendy. There we go. Okay. Robin, wow, pretty good. I love it. Yeah, isn't it cool how they work together? Synchronicity, absolutely. See how they work in harmonious alignment with each other. Okay. Oh, you've got Wendy, stingrays gliding through the currents. With a different approach, you'll glide through a situation with grace and ease. Always call upon the law of grace and ease. Things go by so much easier when you do. Going inward and bringing your understanding, perspective, or behavior into flow will help your dreams take flight. So gliding, these are beautiful stingrays. Gliding through the current. Okay, that's the message from the ocean. And your garden one, is a celery dragon about renewal. Look at the celery dragon. Isn't that celery dragon just so stinking cute? Renewal. So that's why they're like going with the flow, staying in harmonious alignment with grace and ease, staying within, going with the flow, and renewal. Absolutely. You come out renewed. Okay?
Sign up with BetMGM Sports using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Freedom is a feeling, and the best way to truly feel free is behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Find out what true freedom feels like at Jeep Freedom Days. And now, financing at $2,500 total cash allowance on the purchase of a 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee WK Laredo 4x4. Don't miss this great offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Must take retail delivery by 5/31/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Renewal. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'll hold these up together, Wendy, so you can maybe take them together if you want to do a screenshot. At your messages, Wendy. Okay. All right. That's okay, Robin. As long as you can write down what they were and your cards, and if anyone needs pictures beyond this, just message me tomorrow and I'll take a – but you have to write down what cards they are because, you know, you don't remember these messages later on, okay? I love the places where you can feed the stingrays. They feel like velvet. They really do on top. They feel like they do. And what's interesting is, like, their mouth is on the bottom of them, and so it's like you have to – hold the fish in between your fingers and let them come in. Just, and that's a weird feeling of wherever you're at. And it's like, oh, feels fishy. No. But anyway, it feels weird. Oh, gosh. Okay. Very cool. Okay, so Robin, who I feel next is all right. So next card's for Amy. Doing this, Amy. I'm gonna get to you all. I'm just letting going with the flow. Amy. All right. Pull her ocean card and then her garden dragon card. And this one. Okay, so here we go. Amy. So yours, that's so interesting. You got the same, you got a stingray too. So it's not unusual to like get the same message just gliding through the currents. All right, wow. You're going through any situations with grace and ease. Go inward. With a different approach, you will glide through a situation with grace and ease. So don't force anything. It's like, let's take a pause or go another direction or another path is going to show up. Going inward and bringing your understanding, perspective, or behavior into flow will help your dreams take flight. So how about that? Okay. Oh, and then you got a dragon fruit. Ah, dragon represents defense. Defense. All right. So when you feel yourself getting upset or feeling defensive or like you have to protect yourself, all right, take a deep breath and re-examine that situation because it might not be for your highest and greatest. And that's what they're talking about. Re-examine any type of conflict or anything that's not easy for you that appears like it's a block and they want you to shift away and onto a new path, away from whatever's given you resistance, okay? And that's for Amy. Oh, you're welcome, Wendy. What is the name of the ocean cards? Okay, sure. The name of the ocean cards again is the Whispers of the Ocean. I'll hold this up again. Oops. Whispers of the Ocean by Angela Hartfield. H-A-R-T Field. Angela Hartfield. Whispers of the Ocean. That's the that deck. They're very beautiful. I'm saying, I mean, these cards are very big. Okay, so I hope that helps you, Amy. Julia, does Crowdcast have an archive? Yes, if you just go to Crowdcast.io. Actually, the link, if you go to the Goldilocks Productions, just Google Goldilocks Productions, we can get in Crowdcast. But there is a direct link on the website. When you click this link to join in, that's how you can listen in the archives. It stays there, okay? But to get to, like, the Goldilocks Productions channel or page on Crowdcast, there's a link on the Goldilocks Productions website, all right? And so you can actually, you know what, though? I'm sorry. What am I thinking? I can post here. I'm going to share the link with you right now. This is the Goldilocks Productions page where all the shows upcoming and archived are. Here it is. Don't forget, I can post. I love this. I love this new format. Okay, there you go. So you click follow, you'll get notifications too of upcoming shows. And then you can see the archive shows. Okay? All right, Amy, I'll give that some thought. Well, be careful with the thinking because when we're in our head too much, we may stay in situations because we justify that. We justify what we're doing. They want you to fall into your sacred hearts and to really feel what's best for you, okay? And you have to trust that. All right, now Julia. Message for Julia from the ocean. Julia. Nope. That's not yours. Okay, hold on, Julia. Oh, they're being very picky. All right, there it is. Okay. And now, this is Julia's Garden Dragon! Dragon! Julia. Okay. So here we go. Julia. Oh, that is beautiful. I'm going to have to, hold on, I got to look this one up because I don't even know. Oh, that, what that is, what that creature is for you. Not that I guess it matters, but it does matter. I just want to see what this is. It looks like it's one of those camouflage. So what is this? Oh, that's exactly what it looks like. A nudie branch. Nudie branch. Nudie branch. Very small, beautiful organisms. But there, it's a sea slug. All right? Every step counts. There is an advantage in taking things slowly. Breathe deeply and fully as you consider your options. But look how gorgeous this sea slug is. So it looks like too, doesn't it? A sea slug. So Julia, you know that you have gone slow on some things and taken slow steps, and that's okay. They're saying that's okay. Just continue to do that. Just keep listening, right? And it doesn't look like flames to sea slug. That's why I was like, wow, that's very beautiful, very interesting. Sea slug. Every step counts, Julia. So don't be hard on yourself every step of the way. There's an advantage in taking things slowly. You need to do that. That's for you. And your garden dragon is an onion dragon about release and releasing. So you see how it goes hand in hand, because as you're going slow, you're releasing. If you were to go too fast, you may miss some of the releasing. You may not release, right? So these are perfect cards for you. Aww. Yeah, aren't they cute? And you see how there's like purple flowers from the onion? There's just little flowers around this dragon, like it's gold and white, kind of like, you know, are yellowish, like the layers of the onion yellow and then the white. And so I love how they mimic. But then you've got the gold and the purple here and just, all right, here you go. These are your cards, Julia. Very, very good. Okay. Anthony is driving, but let me ask if you pull cards for him. Goes, of course I will. Don't forget Sarah Maury. Thank you, Chris. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, who did I read for already? Sarah Maury and Teresa. I thought I did Teresa already. Did I do Teresa? All right. I didn't do Sarah. So I do have purple onion flowers. They look like big purple. Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. All right, so I will get Sarah next. Sarah, here is your ocean one. Sarah. I wasn't supposed to look at that one. Okay, Garden Dragon. Sarah. Okay, so let me see. So, all right, the ocean one. See, this is the third time the stingrays come through and gliding through situations. So that's what we need. When a different approach, with a different approach, you will glide through a situation with grace and ease. Going inwards, all right? Bringing your understanding, perspective, and behavior into flow will help your dreams take flight. We can't be impatient. Here's one of the things is when we can see things for ourselves, we get that vision. It's that journey from where we are right now to that actually manifesting. We still have to honor that process. So stay patient and take deep breaths. And stay inwards. Don't let the mind get you off track with any doubt, okay? All right, Sarah. Oh, Strawberry Dragon and Celebration. Woo-hoo. You little Strawberry Dragon, so cute. And Celebration. Celebrate life. Celebrate every day. And I try to do that. And yeah, it is. It's hard when you're dragging. when you're drinking blood anyway. All right. So these are your messages, Sarah. Oh, thanks, Teresa. I know what it was. Robbins. Okay. Teresa. Right. All right. Sarah, Maureen, Teresa. Okay. So Sarah, that's yours. I'm going to go in the order here. Then Maureen is next. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. This is all of your energies. I feel all of your energies is so beautiful. Sometimes I forget the order. Okay. Hold on. Should we be quiet here? Focus on Maureen. A message for Maureen. Okay. Her ocean and then her garden. Okay. Oops. Oh, you're welcome, Sarah. Okay, Maureen, your ocean one. Oh, it is gorgeous. Let me make sure specifically what this is. I think I know, but I don't know the name of it. Well, how about that? It's a nautilus. Has been living in the ocean for the last 500 million years. They share attributes of the squid and octopus family. Nautilus. Look at this. Isn't it gorgeous? The gift of neutrality. So balance is at work in your life. Yin and yang. They aren't opposites. Yin and yang. They're supportive in energy, but reside side by side to create the gift of neutrality. Neutrality. And look at that. Beautiful. That's a nautilus, huh? You can see the squid and octopus features. Gorgeous. Yes, Chris, you are my personal secretary. Between you and Julia. with her links. Oh, coconut dragon. Multitask. And there's a beautiful moth underneath the coconut dragon, too. The moth. So, Maureen, multitask and the gift of neutrality. Can you stay balanced and multitask at the same time? You've been doing it for a while. You really have. The moth like represents to that rebirth. So you're really, this is a rebirth year for you. And they want you to be as neutral about certain outcomes. Because you have seen in the last 7 years how things have changed so much. It looks like it's not going to go a particular way. And then it does. And then, or it they say it is, and then it isn't. Just keep riding that wave of neutrality. All right, you are doing a lot multitasking, but they want you to explore fun. Add some fun to that, okay? So that is beautiful. The coconut. And I know you want to feel like you want to throw coconuts at some people, but you know. Or like you're juggling coconuts. That's your multitask right there, juggling, right? Juggling, dealing with nuts. But anyway. Yeah, so you put the lime in the coconut. All right, Maureen, I hope you've enjoyed your cards. And if you can, all of you can watch the replay too. You can watch this. Okay, let me scroll back up real quick. We got Maureen. Okay, it's, yeah, so Teresa and Anthony. Okay. All right, take a sip of water. Teresa. Okay, Teresa, you have a trip plan? You're traveling, doing some sort of trip here. Into March, April, springtime. Teresa. Teresa. Okay, wow. Yeah, no, that one just jumped right out. Oh, of course it did. Okay. And let's pick a garden one. Dragon, dragon, dragon. Or Teresa. Not to my knowledge. Keep that in mind. All right. So your ocean. Ooh, narwhal. Narwhals. The sea unicorns. Distinctive potential. Rely on your faith and knowledge that nothing is impossible. Use your determination to hang in there until you realize a goal. I think until you manifest a goal, I like that better. But I like narwhals. Are they so beautiful? I love it. Yay. Oh, you're welcome, Mari. Okay, so here we go, Teresa. Oh, that's beautiful. It's a tomato dragon. And it's shine. Time to shine. How about that? I love the tomatoes. Tomato, time to shine. Your potential. Your distinctive, I think, divine potential. And time to shine. Love how they go together. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, you're welcome, Teresa. Yay, I love that. And the narwhal is just literally the card jumped out of the deck. Okay, so Anthony, this is your message for Anthony. And I know Sarah's going to share this with Anthony. Anthony, and then Anthony's garden dragon. And as I'm doing this, there's a message, Anthony, that's like, stop taking life so darn serious. And it's pertaining to work. Okay? Oh, turtles. Resilience. Look at this. So there's no need to push or rush. This is a time to take things as they come. You have the determination and patience to handle what is happening. Oh, it's got the hearts, three turtles and a heart. Isn't it gorgeous cards? So resilience. And so see, this is why too I got that message of with work. Whether it's stress or to stop taking it serious, because all work can be dramatic, and just don't participate in that drama, right? And then your garden dragon is broccoli dragon. Broccoli dragon, which means place. Now I'm going to look this one up just to make sure what they're talking about with broccoli. I'm pretty sure. Right place, right time, the place. The broccoli dragon reminds you to find your best place, okay? We are not always fortunate enough to live where we truly thrive. It's time to determine where your ideal in the spot, your ideal spot in the world is. All right, this is a physical place rather than a metaphysical place. If you cannot pick up roots to move, get serious about clearing your home of unnecessary clutter. Set your mind to creating your own sacred space. So it's I know Sarah takes care of the home too. It's physical and sacred space. And that physical, though I'm really feeling it is, make sure you're not bringing work home with you. So just work on that. Okay? But yeah. A time and a place for everything. Thank you. That's what they're saying. Oh, so let me hold both your cards up together. Yay. So there you go. Chris, I've never heard of a narwhal. Wow, really? That's interesting. Did you know that a lot of the, is it just submarines or ships? A lot of the submarines were named after sea animals. and maybe some of the ships. I think the Navy ships though like to use people, but some of the submarines they went from like sea animals and then to states and then to. But it's interesting how they named that, you know, especially, you know, submarines go under the water, so they, you know, wanted to honor that. But I think now a lot of them is certain states. They name them after the states. But there was a USS Norwalk submarine, by the way. Another education for you, Chris, in the U.S. Navy. So, okay. Julia, I keep getting songs pop in my head. Remember Dana Carvey saying that song, Chopping Broccoli? Oh my gosh, Julia. It's so funny. Okay, so speaking about Saturday Night Live, I've got to figure a way to get it out of my messenger. Somebody sent me this messenger one, and it's hilarious. I got to get the YouTube link to it. It's you know what? Let me see something really quick. Let me see if I can't. I'm talking about it. It's a Saturday Night clip. Yes, Saturday Night Live, old clip. I love Saturday Night Live. It's always good to laugh, isn't it? You've got to laugh. We love to laugh. Yay! Those ocean cards are beautiful, aren't they? They just, in the garden, they're really, really cute. Okay, I love them all. Hold on, while I'm looking for what I want to share with y'all too. I was going through all the cards, and I about fell out laughing. Hold on. They have a, look at the tea dragon. The tea dragon's cute. They have all sorts of everything in a garden and that can grow, fruits, vegetables. Look at this carrot dragon. Isn't this carrot dragon so cute? Coconut, watermelon. Okay, peanut butter dragon. Peanut butter dragon. Lucky clover dragon. See the rainbow? Here it is. Coffee dragon. That's my kind of dragon right there. Woohoo! Coffee dragon. I'm seeing these are just so beautiful cards, all of them. You know, so they're all so great. My cat loves watching with me. Oh, Maureen, that is so sweet. That is so nice. Thank you for sharing that. And they're right. Isn't this deck cute? I mean, both of them are just so very nice. They really, really are. Let me see something. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful picture. Sarah, by the way. I'm sorry I'm late with that. Sometimes Messenger. Facebook Messenger. I love it. Okay, let me see if I can't click on. Is this on YouTube? Let me see. I want to see it. How can I share this? Let's see. More. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Oh, darn. I was really hoping it would be in YouTube. Okay, so hold on just one moment. Let me just do a little bit of searching here for someplace else, too, because I don't want to share. Not everybody, you know, a Facebook video, because sometimes that's just kind of crazy. Is this a Saturday Night Live? Here it is. Yeah. And then, all right. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Well, that's cute. I've got to watch all these. Okay, no. It was just a recent one. Maybe that's why they couldn't find it. Hold on. It is just recent. Let's see, I think. Here it is. Now I found the direct one. Yeah, okay. This one, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share this with you because I about fell out of the seat. It's about the Long Island Medium. It was just so hysterical. Click on it, open it up in another tab, and watch it after the show. We're almost done here. Okay. I just loved it. I thought I was, I laughed so hard, you know, I was like, you know, this is great. And we got to laugh, and it's not that I'm joking this person. I just absolutely love the video. I thought it was great. All right. And so maybe I'm going to share it on my Facebook page too, to those that are, so you can watch it on my Facebook page, or you can click on the link. Okay. I saw Dana Carver live. So funny. You know, all the Saturday Night Live people are just great. They really, really are. I think they are. So, Julia, you know, I was expecting Baby Yoda. Oh, I know. Baby Yoda's so stinking cute too. Okay. So pull the cards for myself too. I did today. I did pull some cards earlier for me, but let's do it right now. We'll do it real quick, and then I'm gonna sign off. All right, I'll ask and share with you. Okay, so I card for myself. I think I did the card. So for me. Okay. And oops, I need that one. And the garden dragon. All right, so pull those aside without looking first. Okay, so the ocean one I got, is the same thing. Someone else got this sea slug. Every step counts. Oh, Julia. Yep. You, Julia, I got the same card as you did. It's okay. I'm going slowly. And that's the kind of day it was, is like a sluggish day. So I'm learning as a workaholic that it's okay to slow down and just go at a gentler pace. I also got Honeydew Dragon with gratitude. Stay in gratitude. I love it. The Honeydew Dragon. So here's mine. So thank you. Thank you all so much for tuning in and sitting in Sacred Circle. It was so great, wasn't it? It's a fun show. I hope everyone has a great couple of weeks. See you in February. Blessings to all of you. Thanks, Tiffany. Oh, you're welcome. Blessings to all of you, too. Thank you, Teresa. Remember, I'm not going to be on next Sunday, but, you know, I'm going to probably just do some videos like Message of the Day. For those of you who have joined in Patreon, Golden Locks Productions Patreon, 1 year on Patreon is the 21st of this month, and I'm going to do a special for those who have joined. I may do a giveaway instead of a special show, but there is an angel kindness oracle deck. I haven't opened them up because I'm going to raffle these or do a drawing, and that's in the Godlocks Productions Patreon, and that's going to be on the 21st, but I'm going to post about it tomorrow. Godlocks Productions Patreon, there's going to be a drawing for this deck for anyone that has joined. It's for the VIPs. All right. So thank you so much, everyone. Good night. Lots of love to each and every one of you. Okay. So many blessings. Remember, more, stay tuned. And let me just give you that link too, real quick. If you do not know, probably haven't heard of Patreon. I don't know if any of you have heard of that. It's real, real popular. Okay. So let me just, my goodness. Get that click for it, get that little link for you. Oh, here it is. I think I passed by it like 5 times. All right. Copy. This is for those that want to do it. I'm rewarding our VIPs, the Godlocks Productions VIPs, to check out the shows. But that's a click to Patreon for $3 a month or $10 a month. And the $10 a month, you get a free reading. There's a drawing, a raffle for a free reading, half-hour reading with me every month at the end of the month. But because we're celebrating 1 year on Patreon on, I think it's Tuesday, the 21st, I'm going to do a little giveaway on these cards instead. So, and that's for $3 and $10 for all of those that joined. Then this is a little gift, and I may have a couple other things to for a drawing too. So thank you so much, each and every one of you. Have beautiful rest of the January, and much love and light to each and every one of you. I am grateful. Much love.
Don't want the fun to end? Grab more refreshments, then head over to Goldilocks Productions' YouTube channel.
With over 950 archive shows, the fun doesn't have to end.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.